Governor Walker's office says the Reforms and Results website unveiled Monday is meant to highlight the money saved by local governments as a result of budget reforms. State Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate says it's nothing more than taxpayer-funded propaganda.
This is at best inappropriate and at worst against the law.
Tate says the site cherry-picks the facts, ignoring the problems many local governments and school districts face because of budget cuts. He also questions the timing of its release, with a statewide recall effort expected to begin November 15th.
This website appears a little more than 3 weeks away from his impending recall start date. He is doing everything he can to obscure the fact that he lied to the people of Wisconsin when he dropped the bomb with his radical budget repair bill.
The party is filing a complaint with the State Government Accountability Board that alleges the website violates state ethics laws.
Scott Walker has a well-documented history of using taxpayer resources for personal political gain. As Milwaukee County Executive, Walker came under scrutiny for using county time and money for a self-serving tour around the state during his campaign for governor.
A spokesman for Governor Walker says GAB was consulted before the site was launched, and it is only intended to show the results of the budget measures signed by the governor earlier this year. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.